With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Speaker Mike Johnson rejecting a White House request to pass $24 billion in additional aid for Ukraine by the end of the year, saying any further assistance for Kyiv should be decided by Donald Trump. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with that story.
Johnson said in response to a question if he would add aid to Ukraine to a continuing resolution to fund the government, quote, I'm not planning to do that. Speaking during a House Republican leaders news conference, Johnson said Trump's election victory is changing the dynamic of Russia's war on Ukraine and that any additional U.S. assistance for Kyiv should be decided under the next administration. The White House request to Congress would have provided additional aid for Ukraine through 2026. Biden's request reportedly called for $8 billion for the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative for military equipment and training. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump making his selection for White House AI and crypto czar. Bob Agnew reports.
Political observer Ben Domenech says when it comes to AI,
we are seeing China, you know, really outpace us.
And Domenech says it's hard to tell by how much.
Certainly it's something we're all paying attention to.
He says Trump made a wise choice in selecting former PayPal executive David Sacks to try and keep China from gaining global AI dominance.
So having someone in that job who knows what's going on is really critical.
Bob Agnew reporting.
America's job market rebounded in November, adding 227,000 workers in a solid recovery from the previous month. U.S. government has ordered testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cows. Agriculture Department says raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide must be tested starting December 16th. This is SRN News. A church in Louisiana rises from the ashes.
Greater Union Baptist Church of St. Landry Parish was burned to the ground by an arsonist in 2019. But the congregation of the historic black church has rebuilt it, and the sanctuary is set to be rededicated this month. Pastor Patrick Laverne tells News 15, quote, it's a new beginning. We have a bigger facility, and we have a lot more options than we had in the old one. As is stated, what the devil meant for evil, God turned into good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a transgender athlete urging Minnesota Supreme Court to allow him to compete in the women's division at powerlifting events, saying he's protected against discrimination by the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting rejecting J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's division of its events on the grounds that he is, without a doubt, a man. This is SRN News. Stellantis recalling more than 300,000 Ram heavy-duty pickups.
The automaker says the hydraulic control unit on the trucks is prone to failure, which can cause the anti-lock brake, electronic stability control, and traction control systems not to work properly. Stellantis says regular braking systems are not affected by the defective part, and it's unaware of any related injuries. The trucks in question are all model years 2017 and 18 and include the Ram 2500, 3500, 4500, and 5500. Rich Thomason reporting.
China banning exports of key materials used for a wide range of products, including smartphones, electric vehicles, radar systems, and CT scanners. Now, the move is swiping back at Washington after its expanded export controls to include dozens of Chinese companies that make equipment. More details at SRNnews.com.